Welcome to the Pet Loss and Divine Healing Podcast, where we embrace the tender journey of pet loss with gratitude and grace. Your compassionate host and pet loss grief coach, Rachel Shirley, is here to support you with the heavenly perspective from the insights of her book, Pet Loss and Divine Healing. Here, you'll learn how to transform your pain into a loving and lasting legacy while navigating your grief journey with dignity, grit, and grace. Now, here's Rachel.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. It's great to be with you. I am doing a series right now where I'm reading from the back of my book, and this whole chapter is for those who I decided to write love letters to specific groups that sometimes feel unseen and unheard and unappreciated. And my heart is with you, and your grief is super important and valid. And this is my small contribution to let you know that you aren't alone in this journey. So today I'm going to be reading for those who had to euthanize due to financial reasons. For some of you, the title of this devotion may seem strange, but for many others, this is a real-life situation. Having to decide to have your beloved pet euthanized is tragic. And having to decide it because you can't afford the medical bills and procedures to keep them alive compounds the devastation. The agony you must have felt making the decision is more than likely indescribable. I cannot fully express the compassion I feel in the depths of my soul for what you have had to face so that your sweet one would no longer suffer. One feeling clients often have is the feeling of shame. Shame that they did not have the money to take care of their beloved pet like many people do. That shame runs deep. My heart goes out to you, beloved. And you carry the weight of this difficult decision made under financial constraints. You are not alone in this struggle. I want you to know there is no shame in facing such a challenging situation. Life is unpredictable, and circumstances beyond our control sometimes force us to make painful choices. It is essential to recognize that your financial capabilities do not measure the love for your sweet one. The bond you shared with your beloved pet is beyond any material possessions or financial means. Your efforts to care for them and provide love and comfort speak volumes about the depth of your compassion and commitment as a pet owner. Euthanizing a pet due to financial reasons is an excruciating decision that no one should have to make. But in the face of such hardship, you displayed incredible strength and selflessness, putting your pet's well-being above your own heartache. That act of love is a testament to the beautiful connection you shared with your sweet one. During this healing time, it is essential to be gentle with yourself, acknowledging any guilt or shame, but remembering that you made the decision with the best intentions in your heart. Allow yourself to grieve and to process these emotions. Seek support from understanding friends, family, or even online communities where others have faced similar challenges. Remember that financial struggles do not define your worth as a person or as a pet owner. Life circumstances can be unpredictable. Sometimes we find ourselves in difficult positions despite our best efforts. In these trying times, practice self-forgiveness, and giving yourself permission to heal is crucial. Please remember that your love for your sweet one endures, and your shared memories will always remain in your heart. Take time to heal, and know you are not alone on this journey. May you find solace in knowing that you did the best that you could, and your actions were driven by love and compassion. From my heart to yours, Rachel. So friends, I just really want to take some time here and let you know I've worked with several families, and I'm honored and blessed to be in the position that I am, to be of support to fellow pet parents in many different walks of life. And this definitely is a touchy topic. You know, we all do the best that we can. No matter how much money we have, it can be all gone one day. And so it's just a beautiful place to have your heart posture and just recognizing that you did the best that you could with the information and the situation that you had. And friends of people that you know had to go through this tragic life event, please give some compassion to them and just some grace and understanding that, you know what? But for the grace of God, there go I. We never know what somebody is going through or their particular financial, emotional, physical, spiritual well-being is about. But what we do have the power in and what we can control is our words, thoughts, and actions. And so supporting people that have been through this, the best thing you can do is practice non-judgmental and rolling up your sleeves and saying, hey, how can I help you? I know you've been through a hard time. However you feel led to extend some grace and love and compassion is going to go a long way, because sometimes this world can be pretty harsh, to say the least. And it's in our power to be kind and graceful to ourselves and to others. And so this is an opportunity to do that. So with that, my friends, I'm going to leave it there. I just want you to know that you're loved and cherished. And if you know anybody who has had to go through this, please forward this podcast to them. Let them know that they aren't alone. There are online groups out there that are super supportive. You can reach out to me for private support or reach out to a friend. Just reach out. Definitely reach out, because you aren't alone in this. And there's no shame in what has happened and how your life is going to move forward. Okay? All right, my friends, God bless you. Thank you for listening, and then for next time. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a valued part of the Pet Loss and Divine Healing podcast. It's been an honor to share this journey with you. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe and share. For personalized support, visit rachel-shirley.com. You're not alone on this journey. Rachel is here to support you. Beloved friends, take gentle care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.